Hi, this is Nathan East. Nathan hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio. The Zone.
She's running out. I'm wondering how I can make the most of this moment with you. Here in my arms is where you belong. Baby, give your hands to me.
Welcome to the Zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness, before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Mr. Kurt Whalum. Thank you so much, brother. And be sure for him to purchase his new album, Love Chase, available on iTunes, Google Play. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this captivating vocalist, Lord have mercy, one of the integral parts of the legendary group, Chic, she is here. New hit single, In Love With Luther Sings, dedicated to the late, great Mr. Luther Vandross, from her upcoming album, Right Around the Corner, From the Heart. On behalf of the Zone, of course, the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome the captivating Alpha Anderson to the Zone. My queen, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful introduction.
My pleasure
to be here with you and your listening audience.
Oh, the pleasure is truly all ours. We've been waiting a long time, and like they say, great things come to those who wait. Lord have mercy. And your vocals are just as incredible as they were back in the 70s, my queen. You still have it.
Thank you. I'm blessed. That's a real blessing. That's the reason I said, you know what? Let's go on and do this.
My goodness. Things have changed dramatically. You have had an incredible journey, and the journey is continuing, and I'm surprised. I'm really surprised that by now you haven't come out with a book, because I know you have a lot of things to talk about as far as your life experience, personal, and also just the evolution of the record industry. But here we are now. We'll take what we can get. We're waiting with bated breath for the new album, From the Heart. What I wanted to ask you first and foremost, what has it meant to you to do something so special and so unique and so different by dedicating this to someone that was so great as Mr. Luther Vandross?
Well, when I started working on this new album, I said, I really, really want to pay homage to my mentor and my really good friend, Luther Vandross, because it's really because of him that I got involved with Chic. It's because of him that I learned so much about stage performance, about vocal arranging, and I was going to take one of his songs and redo it as an homage.
Okay.
And one morning, as I was sitting here in my quiet space, you know, quiet storm, I have my quiet space in my house, and, you know, I was meditating, and the thought occurred to me, why not, instead of doing, because I had actually recorded one of his covers that I liked a lot, and all of a sudden the thought came to me, why don't you write a song about him and what he meant to you, as an homage to him? And that's where When Luther Sings came in. And when that thought came to me, the words, the melody, everything just started flowing. So I knew that it was right.
Yeah, absolutely. I find it rather apropos. You released the single. Luther's birthday just passed last month, and now we're approaching, as far as when the album comes out, it'll be released, about maybe 4 or 5 days after his untimely passing. What I've learned for me, because we're both 21. I can say that. We're both 21. What I've learned that over the years, life is so precious. And I think a lot of times we don't really take advantage to really show the appreciation to the people that we truly love. And I want to take you back as far as just remembering, what was it like working with him as far as him being, as you say, a mentor, but also someone that not only took you under their wing, but also really truly appreciated the artist that he knew that you would eventually become?
While I was with him, I felt very, very comfortable, very, very confident. And then came the time when, and I'll give you a little, I'll back up a little bit and give you the backstory. Of course, Luther and I, many of you may or may not know, sang background on the first Chic album. And when Chic got ready to go out on the first tour, they asked Luther and me to go out and provide backing vocals as tour support. So after the first tour, Norma Jean left and to pursue her own career, and they were looking for another person. And Luther, at that time, they approached Luther. Luther brokered the deal for me to become the lead singer of the group. And it was like, okay, the training wheels are off now. It's time for you to ride, girl. It's time for you to ride. So... that first album that we did and that first tour without him by my side was a little daunting, but
okay. When
I later went back to him to do his after Chic disbanded and we all moved on and I went back to work with Luther again, he said to me, he says, you know what, Alpha, I don't want anybody working with me who can't stand on their own and who can't have their own album. You know, because he understood that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Absolutely.
He didn't want weak links around him. So he saw my potential, and I sang about that in the song, actually. He saw my potential way before I did, you know, and it took me a while to catch up to what he saw. But it's because of what he saw and what he nurtured and what he continued to groom that I rose to his expectations.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it definitely...
mine as well.
All right. Well, it definitely resonates through your music. The industry has changed. I mean, it has really changed dramatically over the years. You had so many different various record labels, and now we have a handful of record labels.
Yeah.
Being an independent artist now, what does that mean to you to have that level of control, not only of your career, but also your music with the advantageous help with social media?
It's amazing because, like you say, I do have the control. I can write what I write. You know, I can look the way I want to look. I can dress the way I want to dress. I can definitely reach more people, a lot more people on social media than I probably would have reached before. Even the way you record is really different. You know, back in the day in the studio, we recorded things straight down. You know, now people auto-tune, and I'm not talking against any of the technological advances, you know, because things change, and you either have to move with them. What is it? What's the saying? Change is inevitable. Growth is optional.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
So you have to grow with the times, or why be here on the planet, take up space? Did I say that? Sometimes I may be a little too blunt, but these are some of the things I think about, and I mean it in a positive way. I don't mean it in a negative way at all. But things do change, and you have to keep up with the times. One of the ways that a lot of my colleagues, my husband and I, talk about this a lot, is that when the industry changed, people did not want to change. So because they didn't want to change, they got left behind.
Absolutely.
And that's the way I mean it. You know, I mean it with all respect and all love, And as words of wisdom, you have to go with the changes. So, but however, I must tell you that I really am an analog old school girl at heart. So when Luther sings, the producer I'm working with, Bert Price, who is just wonderful, you know, when we first started working together on vocals, I would want to sing everything down from beginning to end, and I wanted to go back and make sure I could re-sing everything and make it perfect. And he's like that too, in that he wanted things perfect. But what we decided is that we would not auto-tune and do those types of things to a vocal, that I would sing it down the old way because that worked for me, you know. But we still use the technology to good advantage, but there are certain things I sort of held on to. So it's really possible to straddle both worlds, to like hold on to the things that you know are good for you and that work for you, but always embrace and welcome the new things that are coming along.
Absolutely, but auto-tunes in you, with your voice, that should never even be mentioned in the same breath.
Well, I don't auto-tune. I don't. Even if something's a little sharp, I'll just let it go. I mean, because, please, stuff was sharp back in the day when I was singing, too. And we let it go because it was part of just the natural feeling that you had at the moment.
Right.
So we did that, and my producer would say, no, I'm not touching it. You know, I would say, well, you know, I my endings are not right. Well, look, we're going for the feel, and you have the feel.
There you go.
I have what I want, so let's move on to something else. Case closed.
Absolutely. You know what? I will be the first to admit, when you experience something that's so great and gratifying, there's a tendency to hold on to it. I use the analogy like Linus's blanket. It's comfy, it's cozy, mm-hmm. it's secure, mm-hmm. you know what you're getting. And that era of music in the 70s was so full of fun and love and excitement. There were no inhibitions. People were free to do what they wanted to do. It was a and everything was raw. It was about the music. And then, as you said, change happens. And a lot of people say, I can't deal with the idea of change and moving out of that level of freedom. And then we move forward where they want to constrict an artist and make you into what they want you to be. Can you explain to the listener out there, for you, how were you able to make that transition, knowing that you had such a level of freedom before, but now the industry has changed so dramatically where they want to put you in a box?
Well, the freedom I absolutely loved. Did not appreciate it at the time.
Right.
You know, but sometimes, you know, hindsight is 20/20, they say.
Right.
So I didn't always appreciate it at the time, but as I was writing these songs for this CD, I felt a level of freedom that I could embrace and had not experienced before, because I didn't have anybody telling me, no, you can't say that, no, you can't do this, or I want a song like X, or I need a song like Y, because X and Y is what's popular right now, and we really need you to do that. We need you to channel that. That in itself is incredibly freeing if you want to be an artist, you know, because artists walk to the beat of a different drum. They walk to their own beat, their own hearts and their own minds and their own spirits. And if there's something that I want to say to young people out there, be true to who you are. You know, I grew up in an era where everybody had an individual fingerprint in their voice. You knew Luther when you heard him. You know Aretha. You know Dion. You know Diana. You knew Otis. You know the Temptations. You know, and others. You know, you knew who they were. And it's so important for you to understand you who you are and stay true to your sound. So my record is pretty much an eclectic mix of things. I don't know whether or not everything I've done is going to make it, because I ended up writing a rock tune. I'm not a rocker girl by any means, but it came from my heart.
Right.
It just came from my heart. And somebody said, where'd you get this song from? And I went, I don't know, but I'm going with it because that's the way the muse spoke to me, and this is the way it's coming out. So it's just been wonderful to be able to express myself my way. And it's really about love. I just have so much love for where I am in my life right now. I have such love for music, you know, and I was thinking about it yesterday because when I was younger, growing up, you would hear people as they got older say, turn that radio off, turn that music down. And I remember saying to myself, and I said, Lord, please don't let me be one of those type of people when I grow old. Let me always embrace music. Let me always love music. And here I am, that prayer from a little girl's went out into the universe and manifested into me standing here today, still loving music and still appreciating the joy of what that is and what that can bring to people.
Well, what can we expect? Because you've provided us with a slice of cheesecake with the single, When Luther
yes.
Sings. What can we expect from the album? As a matter of fact, let me just kind of circumvent a little bit.
Okay.
What are your expectations from this album? What do you think the people will get from it?
I hope people can just feel my heart and that people can feel my love. You know, because that's really what I have to offer. I've been thinking about, well, what is it that you were put here on? And one of the things that was just so powerful for me that came out when I was writing is that you're really about love. You're about healing. You're about uniting. You're about creating magic. You're about creating harmony. And you're really one, I really understand, and it took me a long time to understand this because I used to be very straight-laced and prim and proper and thought that that was a way for me to be in a box. But now I understand that there's wisdom in having fun. So there are dance tunes on there because dancing is fun. Dancing helps you to release.
Yes, it does.
And I understand, absolutely, and I understand the magic of joy. You know, those things create deep comfort in your life. You know, so the wisdom of fun and the magic of joy are just what I was going for. Also letting people know that I understand some of the struggles that you're going through. You're not alone because we go through them too. This culture has a tendency to polarize people, but we are one.
Absolutely.
And if I'm going through something, you can bet somebody else may be going through the same thing. And that's what the artist does. The artist reaches out. I remember when I went to Nick Ashford's memorial, somebody stood up and talked about how Nick wrote such great lyrics that he said, you know, Nick wrote such great lyrics that I felt like I had written that song. What a compliment.
Absolutely.
What a compliment. And that's the role of the, and that's why we love the people that we love. That's why we get into the artist, because we can relate to what they're saying. So,
as I said, as I said before, I'll be the first to admit it took me some time to get out of that 70s time warp, because it was a wonderful time. And just listening to you speak and conversing with you, the music, it had such a powerful, liberating feeling. And for all the listeners out there who never had an opportunity to see this fantastic vocalist perform live, Lord have mercy, it was a sight to behold. When you have children, when you show that much freedom and happiness on the stage performing, how do you manage to come down from that high after a performance?
It takes a while. it really takes a while. you're up, but then when you're down, you're down.
Right.
But you're excited. You're excited. You're just up there because you're living and you're feeding off of. And the more love people give you, the more you receive, and the more love that you can recycle back out to the audience and out into the universe. So it takes a while to come, but it's such a great feeling, you know. And I would imagine that that happens with everybody. Whatever you do, when you do it well, there's a sort of synergy that happens, and it lets you know that you're in the right place and you're in the right moment in your life, and that you're just doing what you were put here on this earth to do. It could be sweeping a street.
Yes, Lord.
You know, you could sweep a street and say, oh, wow, I got so much from sweeping that street. street, and it looks so wonderful, and I did that, and people appreciate what I did, you know?
So, Lord have mercy.
Oh, no. I'm getting a little philosophical here, huh?
No, not at all. It is just, it's refreshing. It's refreshing because I have a teenage son, and he gets on me a lot. Dad, you're stuck in a time warp. I said, that's all right. I'm fine with
Yeah, believe me, I've heard that so many times. It's like, well, that's the way you did it back in your day, but you don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. It doesn't work that way right now. And they're right. Because you were born for the time in which you're living.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I understand what they're doing, you know, and why they would look at some of the things that I'm doing but think that they would do it differently. But isn't that what life is all about?
Absolutely.
It's about taking, you have the opportunity, you have the chance to choose what you want, and you can pull from here, you can pull from there, and then you can add yours, and you can make something absolutely brand new out of it that speaks to your heart and speaks to your spirit. Like, oh yeah, I've heard that speech so many times, and you're just old, and you don't know, and they just don't do it that way anymore. Yes, you're very right. But have you considered, boom, you know?
Yes, Lord.
And then you give them something else to consider. That's all, and let them make a decision.
I tell them all the time, my queen. I said, you know what? You haven't lived until you listen to My Forbidden Love. Lord.
Oh, I love that song. Funny you should mention that, because we spent a lot of time developing, and this is with Luther and Fonzie Thornton's tutelage. We spent a long time co-creating that chic vocal sound. And I feel that one of the songs that we got it just perfect is on My Forbidden Lover.
Yes, Lord.
That song rocks, and the vocals are like so on point in that. I love that. I love singing with people when we can all get together and we breathe together, the vibratos together, we start and we end together, and everybody has their own special stamp on it, but it sounds like one.
Yes, Lord,
unity
it does.
Through diversity. That's a powerful principle.
It is, very much so. And you know what, just from my humble opinion, and I think that's what's missing. Not just the music, but just far as us globally. That's what's sorely missing. It's all missing. It's a void. It's a major, major void. But with the Teddy Bears help, and of course with the queen that I have on the phone from our new album, yes, Lord, From the Heart, we're going to get it all back. And before we get into the new hit single, When Luther Sings, we have a call on the line that's been waiting.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, Lord. We're going to area code 706. You're on the line with the legendary Alpha Anderson and the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
Hi. This is Sandra Wimberly from Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, my goodness.
I am so happy for you, Alpha. I cannot even find the words to say how much I love everything about what you've done and what you're doing. I applaud you.
I appreciate that. And I got so much of my foundation and my roots. And my roots are still very Southern. I am deeply rooted in the values and teachings of my mama and those other people, my father, and those people that reared me in Augusta, Georgia.
How about that?
So thank you,
Georgia,
for calling in.
Oh, you are more than welcome, and we love you.
Loving you back. I love you back.
Mm. Oh, okay, sweetie, I love you as well. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you
bye-bye.
For calling in.
Bye-bye.
My goodness,
thank
that's
you.
A beautiful thing. How does it make you feel to know that not only you're so highly respected, but you that much love for what you've done and the happiness that you have brought to so many people?
And again, I it's as I've matured and gotten older and wise, I appreciate it even more than I did. Now I understand my mom, my mother, God rest her soul, who when she was very popular and I would go home and to visit, and the only thing I wanted at that time was to a little peace and quiet because my life was so hectic and I was traveling all around. But my mother would make sure that everybody knew that Alf was coming home. And if people didn't know who I was, if that wasn't enough, if we went out to the mall and people didn't recognize me, would walk up to people and say, "Do you know who this is?" And I'd say, "Mama, please, this is Alpha Anderson. She's my daughter. She's from Augusta, and she's one of the lead singers of Chic."
Absolutely.
Now I understand that she did that out of love, you know, and I get that. At the time, you know what you do with your parents. You sort of roll your eyes and groan and go, "Oh, God, here she goes again. Why is she doing that?" But she was actually just showing me love, and she was showing that how proud she was of me and my accomplishments. So
well,
it's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you, my queen, I have nothing but the utmost love and respect for you. And we're glad to be here to treat the fans with a new hit single from the upcoming album, of course, From the Heart, with Lord Have Mercy When Luther Sings, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Johnson with her new hit single, of course, When Luther Sings, available on iTunes, Amazon, and also Google Play. And be on the lookout for her new album called Yes, Lord, From the Heart, due out on July the 7th. We'll get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website. That's official. AlphaAnderson.com. You can also catch up with her on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/AlphaKAnderson. My queen, it was definitely an honor to have you on the show. My goodness, when the second single is ready to be released, please send it to us. We will definitely debut it here first. I have nothing but love and the utmost respect, and I'm glad you have returned. Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you so much, Teddy Bear. I appreciate you. I appreciate the spotlight and the opportunity you've given me today to share just a little bit of who I am.
Just a little bit. I know, a little slice of cheesecake. That's all right. Just a little slice of cheesecake. Well, I must ask, if you, the Alpha Anderson of today, if you could go back, you know what I'm going to say, 15 years ago, if you can go back 15 years ago, what would the Alpha Anderson today tell that Alpha Anderson 15 years ago? What would you say to her?
That it's all right, that you're all right, that you're on the path, you're learning, you're growing, and it's all got a purpose, and you will understand it in its proper time.
In its proper time. So it is written. So it shall be done.
All right.
Thank you so much, my queen. Much continued success, okay?
Thank you so much. All right.
God bless. The legendary Alpha Anderson, my goodness, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, the new hit single, When Luther Sings, is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon.com. And the album will be released on July the 7th. The name of that album, of course, is called From the Heart, and that's what we do here. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a little quick 2 and 2. I know, it's okay. It's okay. The teddy bear will return. We're just going to pay. We've got to pay some bills. You know how that is. But in the meantime, while I got you here, safe and sound, yeah, my Linus's blanket,